We are learning Masechta Zivamis Daf Tesam Abayis, and we are beginning on Tesam and Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom. Omale Levi le Rebbe. Levi told Rebbe, why are there only 15 Arayis in our Mishnah? L'chayra, there's another case. Mar Iryer, the Tani Tezvav, why are you saying only 15 Arayis? Listni Tezayin. Why don't you say a 16th case? So what case talking about? So Rebbe, who's Levi's Rebbe actually, tells Levi, it sounds like you don't have any brains. My daita, what are you thinking of? What number case are you thinking of? Number 16 is a case of Imai. Now usually, it's impossible for your mother to fall to you to Yibam usually, because your mother usually cannot marry your brother from your father, because it's your father's wife, and your brother can't marry your father's wife. But there is an exception. There is a possibility to have Imai fall to Yibam, and that is through if it's Anusa. So you have a case over here that Yaakov was Ma'anis, let's say, Rachel. Ma'anis someone, let's say Ma'anis Rachel. Yaakov was Ma'anis Rachel, and they had Shimon. Now, Reuven went ahead and married this Rachel. Why could Reuven marry the Rachel? Because only Anusa's of him. It's not his father's wife. It's not his mother either. So it's only his Anusas Aviv. So Reuven married Shimon's mother, basically, and then Reuven died. So now Reuven's mother, Shimon's mother, falling to him to Yibam from Reuven's. Reuven's wife is Shimon's mother, and Reuven dies. And Reuven's wife lands up falling to Shimon, which is his mother. So that's the case of mother. What? It's a very good question. So really, we had a Daf Dalid, a Machlaikis about this, Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbanon. It said, Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv. And the Machlaikis is, what does Yigala Knaf Aviv mean? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it means Anusas Aviv. According to Rabbanon, it means Shemaris Yavam, but not Anusas Aviv. So it's a Machlaikis. So if you are going through, according to the Rabbanon, so then, according to the Rabbanon, there's no Issa. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's an Issa. So he says, so that's what Rebbe Tani is back. Ma dear Daitech, what's the case of Imai? Imai Anusas Aviv. That's the case? Imai Anusas Aviv plucked the Rabbanoni. Or plucked like a Mari. So his whole taina on Levi was, they said he doesn't have a brain, is because he's saying case Machlaikas. And we're not talking about Machlaikas. According to Yehuda, it's also Anusas Aviv. Fear Yehuda is not possible for a mother to fall because a mother can't marry a brother. Because Anusas Aviv. So that's why he says, it makes no sense. You don't want to make them machlokes. So Gemara has a kasha. We don't have machlokes in Masechet Zivamos about Yibum. Vare Isser Mitzvah Vissa Kedusha. The Plag Piver Rabbanon Mektani. There's a case of Chayv Elavin is the machlokes if that does Yibum or not, or does Chalitza really on that or not. That's the machlokes. According to Rabbanon, if a Chayv Elavin falls to you, whatever the case is, let's say you know he's a Kohen Gadol, the brother, and Amana falls to him. It falls to him. So then the shaila is that. Is that have Yibam or not? So Machlaikas, why don't say you make Chalitza? According to Rabbi Kiva, it's Potter from Yibam. Why? Because Chayv Elavim are like Chayv Akrisis. Kuya Amon is not the right case, but whatever the case is, a Chayv Elavim is like Chayv Akrisis. It's not Teifis Kedushin, so therefore it's a Chayv Akrisis. So, and there, the Mishnah says that you make Chalitza. So I, it's not according to Rabbi Kiva. So you see, it's Mishnah in the Perek Beis. You know, Perek Beis that talks about this. The Mishnah on Dav Chav talks about this, and then there it says that it's in Dav Chav Aleph. There it says that you have two cases. It's on Dav Chav. The Mishnah says that Kal Omer B'Yivama, and there it says there that if it's a case of it's a mitzvah shniya, it's a mitzvah or shniya zirisayfrim, it's a kedusha. Amar Kan Gal the Grusha Chutz Kan Hadyet. All these cases are chaletzis or mitzviyamemes. It's chaletzis, not mitzviyamemes. Only a chalitza. Akapanim, it's a chaletzis are keeping the rabbanon there. So and we say that, and for the Gemara, no, he's a Pirkin communist. In the first parak, we don't have any machlokes. For the Gemara, we do have machlokes. But Beshamai, later on this parak, is Matir, Matiris Atsaris. Lachem, Beshamai does not hold of Tsaras Arba. So you see, we do have machlokes, but we say Tsaras Arba, and that's really machlokes Beshamai Silva. Or Beshil Oyser. So the Gemara, Beshamai, Bemokim Beshil Ain't a Mishnah. It doesn't count. So again, we have here that Levi says that you could have had a case of Imai Nusas Aviv, and Rabbi Tainis, what are you talking about? We don't say Machlaikasim. So Gemara says, what do you mean? You have Machlaikasim? It means in this paragraph of Machlaikas. I Beshamai, Beshamai don't care about. Another Kasha. One of the 15 cases of our Mishnah is Eishas Achiv Shloy Hoya Bar Lamai. But Eishas Achiv Shloy Hoya Bar Lamai, the Pligi Rav Shimon V'Rabbanon, Viktani, and it says in our Mishnah, what's the case of Eishas Ach Shloy Hoya Bar Lamai? You have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Levi's only born after Reuven dies. So he never was alive, and Reuven was married to his wife. The halacha is that when Reuven died, and then Levi was born, Levi is Osir Beyibam and Reuven's wife. Osir Beyibam, Reuven's wife. And even if Shimon goes ahead as Yibam, and then Shimon dies, still, he's Osir. That's the halacha in our Mishnah. And the Chayra, Rav Shimon argues on that. So the Gemara says, no, there's a case where Rav Shimon is maskim. That means like this. Rav Shimon only holds his mutter in a case like this. What? Rav Shimon holds a kedu even only in a case like this. When does Rav Shimon hold his mutter, Zakta Gemara? Only in a case like this. Where Reuven dies, and then Shimon does Yibum, and then Levi is born. So then, even though he wasn't the same lifetime as Reuven, but still, he can if Shimon dies, he can marry that wife. That's what Rav Shimon holds. But Rav Shimon is Maida if first Reuven dies, then Levi is born, and then Shimon does Yibum. There, since it was Nesra, Shah Achas, means there was a time when Reuven's wife was usher to Levi, it won't become mutter again, even after Shimon dies now, and Shimon kashered her up, it won't work. So that's the case of our Mishnah. There, the Kuli Al Maida, that it's Eishish Achshar Elamai. Freyti Gemara, Vamra Vaishish Cholak Rav Shimon Aparishayna, that Rav Shimon argued even in that case, that he holds that once Shimon marries, it takes care of it. So they want to know how Taisa Ra'isha. Ra'isha got slugged up. So far, so good. We've said there's no machlokes in our Mishnah, because Eishu Avshar Elamai is possible even for Rav Shimon in the case where Levi was born before Shimon did Yibum on Reuven's wife.
According to Shimon,
it's
all
Eishu
Avshar.
According to Rav Shimon, there is in a case where Levi is born before Shimon does Yibum. No, but the kasha, yeah. There was a kasha that v'ha Rav Eishu, chalik Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, has no din whatsoever. Ha'a taisa Rav Eishu, Eishu was slugged up. So it means that the bottom line is that we hold that Rav Shimon does agree there are cases of Eishu of Avshav Lamai, and therefore our Mishnah is not shver. Our Mishnah is going to Kuliyama in a case, certain case. So our Mishnah is not saying Machlaikas. So basically now, we're trying to just disprove Rebbe and say that we are talking about Machlaikasim in our Mishnah. And it's not working out. Now we're going to try one more thing. We're going to have here, Rav Chiya is going to say a klal, and if you want the Amma, that klal is referring to a case of Machlaikas. And then we're going to say, oh, what's Rebbe going to do with that? So we're going to say at the end of the sugya that Rebbe doesn't hold it as klal. Well, let's see what the Gemara says. Break the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, V'chin Tani Rav Chiya, B'kula Nikaya B'hem Asur L'zeh Mater Sozeh, V'asur L'zeh Mater Sozeh, V'achoysa Sh'yivim Techiletzes Ayus. So what is this halacha? This case, this halacha is a case of two sisters. Usually, when you have a case of Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon marry two sisters, Rachel and Leah. No problem, they marry two sisters. And they both die. And let's say there would only be Levi, and two sisters fell upon Levi. The halacha is that Midrabanan is a problem here, because Levi is bonded to both Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife, because they both felt Yibum to him. And they are sisters. So if Levi does Yibum either one, it's a chais, someone is bonded to her. If she does Yibum on Rachel, but Rachel is bonded to Leah, which is, Leah is really bonded to him, they're sisters, and Leah is his Zika. So the halacha is, they have to do chalis to both. And the same applies even if it's Levi and Yehuda, because both of them fell to both Levi and Yehuda, so both Levi and Yehuda can't do Yibum to each one, because they're both achais ziku kasa, which means the sister of someone who's bonded to you. But there could be a case where Levi and Yehuda could do Yibum to one of them. What is the case? If either Rachel is a erva to Levi, and Leah is an erva to Yehuda, and it's possible to be only erva to one. So it comes to Asura Lezeh is Mutter Lezeh, V'Asura Lezeh is Mutter Lezeh, and even though the Achaisa is your Yevimta, you still can marry her. You still can marry her. Even though the sister of your Yevama is your sister-in-law, still you could marry her. How is that possible? If she was an Erva on you, and therefore never fell to Yevim to you. And Rabbi Chiya says that in all 15 cases of our Mishnah, it is possible to have this case, Vasur Lezeh, Mutar Lezeh. All 15 cases. So we'll start with one case, to give you one case, a very simple case, and that's the case of Chamoisa.
A chamoisa case. We're there, it's chamoisa.
Okay? We have over here, Rachel and Leah are sisters. They're born to Yaakov. Rachel and Leah are sisters. Okay? And Reuven, and then Rachel and Leah, they're both sisters, and they both had children. They both had children. Rachel and Leah had children. Rachel had Sarah, and Leah had Rivka. Okay? Very simple. Rachel and Leah are sisters, and they have children. Reuven, who's one of the brothers, marries Rachel's daughter, Sarah, and Shimon marries Leah's daughter, Rivka. So Reuven's mother-in-law is Rachel, and his mother-in-law's sister is his brother's mother-in-law. Very simple. Reuven and Shimon married first cousins. They married first cousins, and they're both Shvigas are sisters. Reuven and Shimon. Now, Rachel and Leah lost their husbands, and Levi married Rachel, and Yehuda married Leah. So Levi married Reuven's mother-in-law, and Yehuda married Shimon's mother-in-law. Okay? Their sisters. And then Levi and Yehuda die. Levi and Yehuda die. So now if Levi and Yehuda die, Levi married Rachel. So Levi and Yehuda both die. So Rachel and Leah both fall to Yibam. Rachel doesn't fall to Yibam to Reuven, because that's Reuven's mother-in-law. So he only has Leah. So even though it's technically Achos Zikukasai, but it's not, because the other one's not Zakuk to him. So he can marry. Same thing with Shimon. Because they're both the mother-in-law to one person. So that's why Rabbi Chiya says all 15 cases you can have this. We just gave you a case of Chamoisa. That's one of the cases we gave you. A case of Chamoisa. Now, okay, we've got one more case, just a thing. Another case is Kalosai, a daughter-in-law. Kalosai, daughter-in-law. You have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon both married of children. Baruch Hashem, both married of children, but their son died. And their daughter-in-laws, Reuven and Shimon's daughter-in-laws, respectively, married Levi and Shimon. And their daughter-in-laws are punk sisters, because they're both, Reuven and Shimon, when they married the kid, they married two sisters. And they married Levi and Yehuda, which that's not a problem. They married Levi and Yehuda. Now, Levi and Yehuda both die, so one of them is a daughter-in-law of Reuven, one of them daughter-in-law of Shimon. So if they fall to Yibam, even though they're sisters, one will be Mutta, one will be Aser. That's a case of Kalosai. So we gave a case of Chamoisai and a case of Kalosai. And if you look through the Rashi, all 15 cases are explained. What? What? That the Gemara is going to talk about. That we're going to give you the case. We're going to give you the case. Baruch Hashem, we're going to give you that case. But that's possible also to have a case other than that. But that will give you. And now we'll give you the Gemara's cases, but I'll just give you a case to bring it out. Chamoisai and Kalosai. Now, the next case we'll talk about before we see the Gemara inside is a case of Bitai. How is it possible to have a Bitai? Now, I'll tell you what the problem is. Usually, your brother cannot marry. Usually, your brother can't marry your daughter. It's hard to have that your daughter fell to Yibum and be mutter to one and also to the other one. Usually, that's a hard case. Because what's the case of Bitai? The case of Bitai is that. Let's give the case of Bitai. Bitai, the case is, they have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Now, if Reuven would marry someone, Rachel, and would marry, let's say, someone called Sarah, let's say, we want to have two sisters over here, right? We have to have Rachel and Leah sisters. And so you beat her to one, and not beat the other one. So what would be the case? So let's say, for example, Reuven would marry Sarah and have Rachel, and then Shimon would marry Sarah and have Leah. That wouldn't be, and then Rachel would be beat to Reuven, and Leah would be beat to Shimon. That's not possible, because Shimon cannot marry Reuven's wife.
Have a child.
They can't marry his wife. So how is it possible to have Reuven and Shimon, there's two sisters, has sisters through the mother, obviously, and they're beat to Shoseh, and one's beat to Shoseh. How is it possible? So the only way it's possible is through Ma'anis, through Oinis. It's the only way it's possible. So the way you can have Bitai is, that's the only way to have Bitai is through Ma'anis. What happened with this? Reuven was Ma'anis Sarah, and they had Rachel. But Sarah is not married to Reuven, it's just Oinis. Shimon is Ma'anis Sarah, and they had Leah. So Rachel and Leah are sisters through Sarah. That's their mother. But Reuven and Shimon never married Sarah, so it's not their wife. So there was a... Therefore, Shimon was technically allowed to marry Sarah. He rather had to be a case of oinus, because if Shimon would have married Sarah, so then even Leah, who is Shimon's daughter, would be also to Reuven then. because that would be to him. Because no, whatever, the Rachel would be us to Shimon. Why? Because that would be his wife. Bas Ishtai. Right. So therefore, Reuben was man of Sarah and Shimon was man of Sarah. They both had daughters, and the Rachel Leah sisters through Sarah. Then Levi and Yehuda went ahead and married Rachel Leah. So here, the case that Bittai, Levi married Rachel Leah, which is Reuben's daughter and Shimon's daughter, Levi and Yehuda married, then no problem. And now Levi and Yehuda die, their brothers die. So now, one, the sisters, but one's Bittai Shal Reuben, one's Bittai Shal Shimon, so you have a case where it's sisters who can be Mutam Yibam because Bittai Shal Yehuda is that. So that's one of the cases. Remember, Chiyav said it goes on all 15 cases. So, then let's see the Gemara now inside. Rabbi Yehuda Metargim Mechamois Ve'elech. Yehuda says, no, it's not going on 15 cases. It only goes to Mechamois Ve'elech. The first six cases he doesn't like. Why? Avashisa Bavi Dereisha Eloi. My time. Kivan de Bitoi Ba'insu Mishkachas, Ba'insu Mishkachas, lo? Ba'insu Mishkachas, Ba'insu Mishkachas. What Rabbi Yehuda says is, I don't want to talk about a case of oinus. I don't like talking about a case. Not a nice case. I don't want to talk about that case. Therefore, he says, we're not going to be talking about Bita. And once we're not talking about Bita, we won't talk about the next five cases either, even though there it's passed without oinus. But why do you want to talk about the next five cases? You know why? Because he says, once we talk about the first case, we're not going to talk about the next five cases either. So I'll just give you some of those cases just to have it in your pocket. Well, I'll give you like the next case because they don't work out. They can work out Einstein. Let's say, for example, Bas Bittai, which would be the second case of our Mishnah. Bas Bittai. So that case will be is like this: that Reuven had Sarah, and Shimon had Rivka, and they both at different times married Yitzchak. So Reuven and Shimon, Reuven had Sarah legitimately, and that's his daughter, and Shimon had Rivka, legitimately, it's his daughter. And Sarah married Yitzchak once, and they had Rachel. And then Sarah died. And then Rivka married Yitzchak and had Leah. So Rachel and Leah are sisters to her father, Yitzchak. Rachel and Leah are sisters to her father, Yitzchak. But Rachel's grandfather is Reuven, and Leah's grandfather is Shimon. Because Yitzchak had two wives. Yeah. Like this. Reuven has a daughter, Sarah, and Shimon has a daughter, Rivka. And Yitzchak married Sarah, then Sarah dies. But they had Rachel before that. They had Rachel. Then Yitzchak married Rivka and had Leah. So we have Rachel and Leah are sisters through Yitzchak, but one of them's grandfather is Reuven, one of them's grandfather is Shimon. Okay, then Levi marries Rachel, and Yehuda marries Leah. So now, Levi's wife Rachel is Reuven's enikel, Bas Bittai. And Yehuda married Leah, who is Shimon's granddaughter. So here you have a case, again, who are sisters through Yitzchak, sisters through her father, and they're still the Reuven and Shimon, one's the granddaughter and Shimon. That's Bas Bittai. You can have Ayinus. Same thing with Bas Benoi. It's the same case. Very simple. Just whatever Bas Bittai, I just gave you a case. Bas Benoi also. And then another case of that Mishnah is Bas Ishtai. Bas Ishtai also is very, very simple how to figure it out. If you want, I'll give it to you. That Bas Ishtai would mean is that Nachshon marries Sarah and has Rachel, and then Nachshon marries Rivka and has Leah. So Rachel and Leah are brothers, are sisters through Nachshon. Okay? Then Reuven marries Sarah and Shimon marries Rivka. And Rachel and Leah, remember, are Rachel's Bas Sarah, Bas Ishtai, and Leah is Bas Rivka. It came through Nachshon, but there's Bas Ishtai. Then Levi marries Rachel and Yehuda marries Leah, the kids of Nachshon, but Sarah and Rivka, which are the wives of Reuven and Shimon, their daughters. And then Levi to die, again, Bas Ishtai. So the first six cases are really all possible, so the first one needs it to be a oinus. Why? Again, because Reuven and Shimon can marry the same woman because their brother's wife. But so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said, I don't want to talk about a case of Bita because that's oinus. Okay. Vabaya August. This is why we're talking about Bita Manasasa. Kivin the Ashkechu Mishkachas. So this is possible to happen. Iboyimananas. Oinusim to have, Iboyimanasun to have, I don't care. But he says, Ava Ashish Ochos Toyabalomai, Loy, that's not possible. My time, a kivin the Roshim Mishkachas, Loy, Bona Mishkachas, Loy, Pukta Gamari, I don't want to talk about Amachlaikis, and therefore Ashish Ochos Toyabalomai is not Negea. I'm going to speak out in a second. I just want to speak out something very important before. That we just said that we don't want to talk, our Mishnahs don't want to talk about Oinusim. That's what he said, Bita Oinusim. If you look at the Rashi in the Mishnah, based on Aleph, he says that Bita is Banu Sasa, because he didn't want Bita to be the same thing like Bas Ishtai. That's why he said Bita Banu Sasa. That's what Rashi says. And even the Gemara said like that. Gemara is a Chavivile Drosha. So what's going on? Gemara is not like that. So Taisa talk speaks out that based on Aleph, now you can understand Taisa based on Aleph. You don't know it's Gemara. But then Taisa speaks out, Echanami, that Rab Chia is not like our Gemara on that base, and not like our Rashi that base. Rab Chia is going with a different look. This Mandiyam is going different. Bita Mansim. There's no difference. There's no right. Based on Asishtai and Bita are the same thing, really. They're really the same thing. And that's Rashi Kasha, that's really the same thing. Yeah. And he says that it makes a difference. So he just said that case. Whatever.
That's important
cases
according to this.
No. It's really because you have even less. You have three less because bas manai bas bitos is like bas ishtai. But it's a different case. It's a case through it's your wife or it's not your wife. So it's not
your current wife.
Right. No. It's through you. It's through you. The difference is through you or through your wife. Only your wife. That's the chiluk. It's a difference. In from Pesukim, it's really the same halacha. But that's what I have to say. Now back to Agamara. So Agamara says that Rabbi says, you can have beat them out of Tosafot, I don't care. So the first six cases are there. Because I don't want to say that case, you have Rabbi Chiya's rule, or in general rule. Why? Because that's totally machlokes. Why? Because only for Rabbi Shimon is it possible, for Rabbi Bona it's not possible. Because how is it possible to have Eishes Achav Shaloy Hoya Bar Lomai? How is it possible to have Eishes Achav Shaloy Hoya Bar Lomai to make that, there's two sisters, and then Mutta to one, us the other one. So the case is like this. That Reuben and Shimon are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Okay? Then it's Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Okay? After Reuben dies, Yisachar is born. Okay? Yisachar is born after Reuben dies. After Reuben dies, Yisachar is born. And then Levi goes ahead and marries Rachel. So Yisachar is also to Rachel. Why? Because Yisachar was born before Levi did Yibum. Before Levi did Yibum, Yisachar was born, and Reuven had just died. So Rachel was also to Yisachar because he's Eishon Olamai. And Levi married Rachel. And remember, Shimon was still married to Leah, so Leah was mutter to Yisachar because Yisachar was born. Shimon was married to Leah. Okay. Then what happens is Zvulon. After then Shimon dies, and then Zvulon is born. So Zvulon's also to Leah, with Shimon's wife. Then Yehuda marries Leah. Yehuda marries Leah. And then Levi and Yehuda die. So you have Rachel and Leah who are sisters, and Levi and Yehuda die. So Rachel, who's married to Levi, is mutter to Yisachar. And Yehuda... No, here. Levi is married to Rachel, is mutter to Zvulun. But not mutter... What?
Why? He doesn't say
Shavshav. What? No, he's not. Because Zvulun... Yeah, but it was never Nesra to him. It was never Nesra to him. Because according to Rav Shimon... He holds.
Shimon.
Right. So, only if it's Nesra. If he's born when Levi's married, it's not a problem. Only if your abundance is a problem. If you can't have it. No. That's not for Shimon. Okay. Shimon holds that once Levi married her, married Rachel, so then it's good. So, Zvulun's mutter to Rachel, and Yisachar's otter Rachel is Nesra. And Gabi Leah, Yisachar's mutter to Leah, and Zvulun's also to Leah. So, you have a case over here of two sisters, mutter to one, also to the other one. But it's had time machlekes of Shimon. That's the Abai inside. The Abai says now, I will age of Shimon Lama Loi. Can't be one of the 15 cases. Rav Chiya is going all 50 cases. Can't my timer? Kivin the Rav Shimon Mishkachas Law. The Rav Bonalim Mishkachas Law. Look like a man. Only two machlekes. It's only possible for Rav Shimon to hold that you could kasher up a age of if they're married before he's born to the second brother. That kashers it up. So he says, but I don't want to go like Rav Shimon. Rav Safra, it's possible six brothers lead according to Rav Shimon, like we just said. Because here's the one going to Rav Shimon. Six brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. And the simon is like this. Mace, Reuben dies. Noilad, Yisachar. V'yobam, Levi. Then Mace, Shimon. Noilad, Zvulun. V'yobam, Yehuda. And that's how it's possible to have. So Akaponim, Ad Khan, so if you're Rav Safra, he says Rav Chiya is going in all 15 cases. One of the 15 cases, I told him Chalikas of Shimon Rabbana. So you see,
and both.
Right. I thought the guy that I'm in this case. That's the guy that I'm because not as far as I know. But yeah, you need all 15 cases, and that's the Rav Safra. And also hold the Rav Shimon. Right. So you see, according to Rav Chiya, according to Rav Safra, it's going on a case of Plukta, going on Plukta also. Because he said the passport to have a Shul is that. So the Gemara, okay, you're right. Ela Rebbe, Hani, Klali, Lesle. Rebbe does not hold of these Klalim, doesn't hold of these Klalim, and therefore, we don't have to worry about this whole thing. It doesn't hold of Klal, Rav Chiya, Chizah, Klal, it's going on for the case, it doesn't hold of it. So it's not going on. Yeah, it's out of the Mishnah, Rav Chiya is out of the Mishnah. He holds the Eishah Olam is the case where Rav Shimon, where everyone is Maida, where even Rav Shimon's Maida is Aser, how is that if it's Nesra? And then, everything is good, and you don't have to say, Amach like this.